AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
So yesterday, the Federal Reserve cut rates. We knew it was coming, and then all of a sudden, mortgage rates went up. And then we thought maybe, well, the dust will settle overnight. Well, no. Rates keep going up. So if you're trying to track these things, and you're trying to track the stock market, you're probably scratching your head saying, okay, Federal Reserve cut rates. The markets, they were doing pretty good up until that point. What happened? So Dan, what the heck's going to go on with those? And why? So in today's video, folks, hopefully that is what I can do for you. My name is Dan Frio. I come out each day to explain to you guys what the heck's going on with these things. So today we want to take a dive into what actually happened. So let's rewind about 24, maybe 48 hours from now. And we're going to say, okay, the markets were hitting record highs every day. Okay, so you go over to it and now here's what it's looking like. Basically across the board, it's red. You have the VIX sits down. That's good news on the anxiety level. You probably have cryptocurrency tanking as well. And let's see what oil's doing. Oil's down. That's good news there. But basically, the markets are taking it on the chin. What happened? Well, basically, two things happened. One, the Federal Reserve came out and they cut rates, which we knew they were going to cut. The next thing is the thing that kind of shocked the markets. They said, what we're going to do is we're not going to let the bonds run off. We're actually going to take that money and use it to buy two-year treasury bills. And that was one thing that really shocked the market. The other thing was the markets, they were at full tilt. I've been telling you for the last few weeks. I'm like, okay, it seems like the market's a little bit oversold or overbought. My apologies, overbought. And it just needs a catalyst, just something, a tweet, a something just to go poof. Okay, so now earnings are starting to come in and a lot of the AI stuff or AI trades have come through already, but now we're starting to get the consumer staples. Now the earnings reports aren't looking too good. So they're saying millennials right now, and I agree with it. I have millennials in my family. They're struggling. You have student loan debt. You know my feelings on that. You probably have car loans and other debt to just make it through today's world. And you didn't have that student loan debt, but now you have that payment on top of it. And then you might be having a tough time getting a job. So it is a struggle, and they're having a tough time right now. So in those segments, you have companies like Chipotle. They just came out with their earnings, and they aren't doing too well. So you have segments like that. But right now, it's like the have and the have-nots. The haves are the AI. You know, it's booming. You're going to have entry points to come in and out, but where you're going to start seeing the pinch is where the average consumer is right now. And so we're going to focus in on earnings, but that's really what's happening behind the scenes. The Federal Reserve came in and said, you know, we don't know if we're going to be cutting in December. And the markets were at full tilt. They're expecting multiple rate cuts, even the dot plot. Remember that we talked about the dot plot at one time? It came in and says there's three rate cuts coming pretty soon. And the markets even anticipated that. Now they're not anticipating it as much. So now the market's saying, you know, there's some uncertainties here. So you're going to see a little bit of a pullback in the markets. That's what you're seeing right through here in the equity markets. And that's why you're also seeing a pullback in the bonds, causing prices to go down. And this is what happens. Or, you know, but what we did get is a reprieve throughout the day. So here's what happened. We had a market that just basically tanked. Okay. And then all of a sudden it rallied. So, but if you look at a 2-day chart, here's where we were. This is pre-Fed. Fed come out and told us what they're going to do and poof. Okay. So what this chart is right through here, this is a mortgage bond. Okay. So the only thing you have to understand about this bond is if the price goes down, which you saw a huge move down yesterday, it means mortgage rates go up. Okay. Yesterday we saw mortgage rates go up 0.8% in 24 hours. Now, I was on Yahoo Finance about 60 days ago, and they asked me, one question kind of came out of the blue. They're like, Dan, what's the hardest part of your kind of job right now? And I was like, it's not the sales part. There's people buying and refinancing. The biggest thing is these huge changes. In one day, you might see rates adjust 0.25%. Now, if you're looking to buy, you know, that's, or you're looking to build, that's tough. Okay. So let me give you some tools that you can use to help you out. Okay. So let's go over here and let's look at our website. Okay. So if you're a homeowner right now, you want us to track rates for you. We can do that. I created Rate Watch 2.0. This gives me the opportunity to track rates for you. I don't sell the data. I monitor this personally. So it's either going to be me or one of my staff members getting a hold of you saying, hey, guess what? Your rate just triggered. Let's go through the numbers. If you're a home looking to buy a home, go down through here. This is a grant that will give you up to $7,000 that you don't have to pay back. There's no lien. There's no payments. There's nothing. Check it out. Because a lot of people that are getting down payment assistance loans, they're hurting right now because when they go to refinance, their home, they don't have enough equity in their home to refinance. But if you're out there and you're looking to buy, you know, check out that video. Or the best thing I would suggest you do is schedule a consultation with us. Okay, so what we're going to do is basically like this. We're going to answer questions. First thing is, what's your budget? What are you looking to afford? Now, I'm not your parent or your guardian or whatever, but I want to make sure you can afford that house. Because if we're going to work together, we want to make sure we're putting you on the right path. So, you know, let's figure out what your budget is. Can you afford it? Okay. What's your credit looking like? Can we tweak a few things, help you out there? Which programs are you going to fit into? There's a reason for it. Because are you looking for the minimum down? Maybe a down payment assistance loan, just the lowest rate. What are you looking for? We'll make sure we get you there. And then the biggest thing we have is our slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders, 30 different lenders. So join me each Wednesday. I kind of basically show you behind the scenes how we do it. So basically, folks, I work at a bank that provides me a federal license. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So, but the next thing is we're also set up, I guess, like a broker. You know, I was at my own brokerage in the past, and that's how I was used to it. I was used to being able to get multiple quotes. So at the bank I'm at right now, we can use over 30 different lenders. And that's what we can do. We get you approved, and then we're going to scan. What's their rates? What's their programs? What can we help you with? And that's that we'll be allowed to use their programs and their rates to make sure we're providing you the lowest rates and lowest fees in the markets. So folks, hopefully you learned a little bit something today about what's going on. My expectations are rates are jumping. There's a jitter in the market right now. We need some stability. We just need some market direction. We need some news. When's it going to come? Well, join me tomorrow. We're going to figure out if we got it tomorrow after we get these earnings and maybe some good news, maybe just some good news from our government. Thanks for watching, folks. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so over there so every time I post a video, you get an alert. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. I'll see you back here at the opening bell tomorrow. Have a good one, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.